is Monitor Radio, a worldwide broadcast service of the Christian Science Monitor. In Boston, I'm Sharon Basco. In the past 4 years, the fall of communism in Central Europe signaled not just the end of the Cold War, but the end of a double life for artists who lived and worked under the structure of state support. Domination by the Soviet Union became history. It was time to reconstruct national governments and, for better or worse, ethnic identities. Artists and cultural organizations faced an unknown world as well. Today, they're still inventing methods of coping with the new economic realities. For artists, those adjustments sometimes meant major shifts in lifestyle and even in the nature of their work. And so a few years into the period that Eastern Europeans call the change, we visited the region's 4 great cultural centers to explore ways artists are coping with the enormous transitions. Our portrait of the arts after the revolution begins at the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin. Looking west through the giant Doric columns that support the Brandenburg Gate, what is perhaps most notable is what no longer can be seen. Here at the symbolic heart of the city of Berlin, a vast empty space occupies the corridor that divided east from west for nearly 30 years. The Berlin Wall is gone. When the wall came down in November 1989, it heralded the start of a new era for Berliners who stroll now unhindered through this borderless square. It's hard to imagine that their lives have been untouched by reunification, and that's especially true for the artists of the former capital of the German Democratic Republic. From 1961 to 1989, while Berlin was divided by a 15-foot-high concrete wall, artists of all kinds, musicians, actors, painters, grew into 2 very different cultures. In the West, a cosmopolitan culture that breathed and grew along with Europe and the United States. In the East, an isolated, inward-looking cultural life that served as an emotional lifeline to its audience. At the Berlin Staatsoper, the Berlin State Opera, the long underground hallways are busy. That much has not changed for Berlin's most important opera house, a grand classical structure built by Frederick the Great in 1742. Musicians warm up, learn scores, and practice, and practice. Georg Quander is general manager of the Berlin State Opera.
Zunächst einmal muss man sagen, dass sich die Kunst natürlich in den beiden Teilen.
In the East there was a special function of the arts in society. The socialists funded the art very well, with lots of money, and they organized people from, say, from the factories to go to cultural performances.
Under the GDR, Quander says, state funding made life predictable for artists. Subsidized theaters and concert halls made the arts available to East Germans. And artists knew that graduation from a conservatory or academy meant a job for life. Quander says that when the wall came down, the initial euphoria wore off fast as the reality of a transformed economy set in.
Es ist sehr unterschiedlich, gerade bei Künstlern.
Before, under the old system, they had privileges as artists. The state cared for them. They didn't have to look out for themselves their whole lives long. Now artists have to be responsible for their own lives, their own incomes.
In East Berlin, musicians had cars and inexpensive apartments. Many traveled to perform abroad, giving East Germany the chance to show off its fine native musicianship. But when the wall came down, the cost of living went up, and East German musicians' salaries fell far short of their Western counterparts. They'll slowly be brought up to Western standards, but today's East Berlin orchestra members earn 80% of what musicians in West Berlin earn. Solo clarinetist Matthias Glander says some musicians resent the current inequities.
Es ist nur so, dass also natürlich viele Kollegen There are many musicians who have big, big problems with the different levels of payment that exist here in this town. It's getting worse and worse for them, but they are peaceful and they trust things will improve.
Not far from the State Opera is the elegant complex housing the Deutsches Theater. Like the Berlin State Opera, the theater finds that most of its audience now comes from former West Berlin to see productions such as the one being rehearsed here, Alexander Ostrowski's Der Wald. Through the labyrinthine back passages of this once grand building, we come to the actor's canteen, a shabby, echoing hall with flimsy tables and plastic chairs. Here we talk with several of the company's 80 actors about the way that their lives and their work have changed in the years since the wall came down.
During
the GDR, we were told to be a collective. We had to have a great deal of togetherness. Today I think a lot about this, and since the wall came down, so many relationships, personal relationships, came down too. The people didn't change. Relationships just ended. Those close friendships came to an end. I don't know why.
The conversation attracted a few other actors to the table, men and women who would listen for a few minutes and shake their heads in agreement. Handsome, bushy-browed Gottfried Richter acted in films and on stage in East Germany.
In former times of the GDR, we had the wall around us. We were a closed society. There was so much in common between all of us, actors and our audience. So much we shared. And the theater sometimes made small steps against censorship. Small steps. Our opposition to the system was very small and very poor. But we held to our small truths. And we declared it to the public as truth. And the smaller the truth was, the more tightly we clung to it. In former times, we talked about the political purpose of the theater. Today, we talk about money, and we don't know what the role of the theater is.
The words of these former East Berlin actors echoed a notion put forth by German art historian Becca Seltauer. She said that the East always had a faction of artists who felt they played a rather large role in society, as spiritual guides and social critics. Now, Seltauer says, there's just no time for such lofty pursuits.
I mean, I've seen books, handmade books by artists who would spend 7 years making the prints, writing the texts, and putting together absolutely fabulous objects. And these artists I saw again at the Cologne Art Fair last year, and they had switched to making lots and lots of big paintings on felt or something that, you know, was clearly intended to be snatched up by collectors, and that was sort of quickly made. And because now they are painting for the art market, now they're painting for the current scene, they don't have the luxury of this slow, careful, deliberate work that they had under the old regime.
Living out that process of adjustment is an actress and theater administrator who spent many performing decades in East Berlin. Rosemary Schauer has been the vice intendant of the Deutsches Theater, the German state theater, since 1990. Framed posters of many seasons of theater productions line the walls of Schauer's bright, ornate office. Quietly elegant, in a cashmere sweater and simple gold necklace, the green-eyed Schauer settles down on a love seat facing glass doors to a balcony. She describes thriving, well-funded conditions for theater in East Germany in the decades following World War II, when not just the cities, but even small towns supported theater companies. But, Schauer said, there were restrictions on the material that could be presented on those stages.
Denn gegen politische Einschränkungen.
It's like this. When we had political limits, we had a very secret correspondence with our public. They understood a blink of the eye, and we understood a blink of their eye. Today we don't look in the eye, we look in the pocket. Now we have to ask, What play can we produce that will bring in money? And then we have to charge high prices to pay it off.
In a warehouse section of Berlin, a large plain building has been renovated to accommodate painters, sculptors, and other visual artists. This is the Künstlerhaus Bethanien, which supports an international residence program for artists. The project coordinator here is artist and critic Christopher Tanner, who was, for the first half of the 1980s, the secretary of the Socialist East German Artists Association. Tannert considers the residence program, which brings artists from all over the world to live and work for extended periods in this building, to be something of a shortcut for the formerly isolated East German artists, a quick course in foreign styles.
We have to understand that the most of the artists from the East are living behind a time wall. And it takes time to come to the situation we can find now in the Western European countries. It's a question of time we can feel in our souls, you know? Now we have also a capitalist situation in the East, and it starts to live faster. But the soul, for the souls, it's not possible to live faster in this time. And that's why a few of the artists are not interested now to show their works or to be in the international discussion, because they said, that's not our country, that's not our time, that's not our psychological moment. Because we are coming from yesterday.
In another dusty district of the former East Berlin, the past has been demolished to make way for the future.
Es wird hier das Zentrum von Berlin neu aufgebaut.
The noise you hear is the construction of a big department store called Galerie Lafayette. These noises are the noises of change.
Ruth Mueller is manager of the Berlin Philharmonic. She's thin, crisply dressed, and nervous. Nervous because she's about to take the orchestra on an important international tour. The Berlin Philharmonic is an orchestra with a celebrated history. Since 1882, it's been led by only 5 conductors. Its leader now is Claudio Abbado. The Italian conductor is an internationalist, deeply committed to contemporary music. For Ruth Mueller, all this is welcome. She helps choose the repertory and is eagerly planning a grand celebration in 1995 that will mark the half-century mark since the end of what she calls simply the war. These are new times, Mueller says.
Ein realistischen Standpunkt zu finden.
Now the orchestra has a chance to concentrate on the art. We don't exist anymore as a good orchestra that has to reflect on the GDR as a model society. Now it just has to be a good orchestra for its own sake. It must compete with other orchestras. It's a real challenge to face the big class A orchestras. A good challenge.
Actors, artists, musicians, some peer into the future of the unified Germany with optimism, some with nostalgia, others with fear and regret. A longtime observer of Berlin's culture is writer and critic Dietrich Steinbeck. He reflects on the decades of rivalry between artists of the East and artists of the West. In the East, Steinbeck says, the culture belonged to the government. In the West, it was the lifeline for a sheltered but cosmopolitan population. Someday, Steinbeck says, the rivalry will be over. But, he says, that day has not yet come.
Ich denke schon, dass in 2, 3, 5 oder vielleicht auch erst in 10 Jahren
in some years, maybe 10 years, the cultural landscape of East Germany and West Germany will be comparable. In the meantime, we'll work on getting the resources and the materials and work on reconstruction.
Next week, our series on the arts in Eastern Europe travels to the Czech capital, Prague, where artists are creating new works to reflect their new situations.